On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Wisconsin's head of economic development, Missy Hughes, is here. As our state's unemployment rate dropped to 2.8% in March, new record low. The latest from the Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin is one of a dozen states reaching record low jobless rates. So what does that mean for our job climate and what it's like to do business here? 800-642-1234 to join in. Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDC. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, let's start there with unemployment at a record low. The state job portal listing about 136,000 open positions at the moment. How are companies filling these jobs?
Well, so what we're seeing in Wisconsin is folks are back to work. We have one thing I want to focus on is the labor participation rate. That's the number of people who are working. And in Wisconsin, we have 66% of our folks are working. That's right about as top as we can go. And it's 4 percentage points higher than the national rate. So what we're seeing is our, you know, numbers are back, we're back at work, but yet our businesses are still looking for people. And so our businesses are really being creative about how to attract workers, how to make sure that they're satisfied, they're flexible, they've got what they need to show up at work every day. And on the economic development side of things, we're making sure that we're trying to remove obstacles as much as possible, whether it's childcare or transportation, statewide and government-wide. We're looking at everything we can do to make sure that people can get to work.
Getting to work is one thing, but, you know, what being paid is another. I mean, you know, you look at our minimum wage set at $7.25 an hour, been that way since 08. What would you tell state lawmakers about real wage growth, you know, in these times of inflation for the lowest paid people in Wisconsin and as businesses are struggling to fill those lower rung positions?
Well, we're continuing to see wages increase for the first time in 30 years. And so while that's encouraging, we are still lagging behind what we're seeing as far as inflation. And where businesses are doing everything they can to make sure that their hourly rates are meeting the market, we also need to be doing what we can, and this is what I would say to the lawmakers, to help with those kind of infrastructure pieces that make sure that someone can be working fully, whether it's broadband or, again, transportation, those places where government traditionally can help make sure the workforce is strong and able to show up.
It's not about the wage itself, is what I'm hearing.
No, I mean, wages are incredibly important, and that's what the businesses can bring to the table. And what I'm saying is, you know, government has a role of bringing the other pieces of the puzzle to the table.
What does maximum employment then look like for Wisconsin? Is Wisconsin at full employment, or do you expect the jobless rate to fall further?
I think that we're starting to really hit the top level of employment in Wisconsin. And so at WEDC, what we're thinking about is how can we help our businesses do things like create more productivity and more efficiency? That might be through automation. It might be through other process improvements. And so how can we support them in doing that? You know, anytime I talk to a business that has increased their productivity through robots or other really, you know, modernizing efforts, they keep all their employees are safer and have higher skilled jobs.
So when you see, I would perhaps think that that is one area of creativity, but what else are businesses doing to fill these jobs when we see still the help wanted signs up and down organizations?
It's a really competitive environment for workforce right now. You know, we talk about supply chain and the challenges with supply chain. Workforce is probably the biggest supply chain challenge right now. So, you know, businesses are just continuing to be as creative as they can be and think about, you know, what are the other ways we can attract workers to Wisconsin? One of those pieces is immigration. And the reality is, you know, a lot of population in Wisconsin for, you know, 200 years has occurred through immigration. And so we need to be thinking about not only as a state, but as a country, how do we solve some of our kind of our juggernaut on immigration so that we can start to increase and you know, face some of these demographic challenges.
I would imagine their seasonal workers, too, would be in that mix to help with farm labor.
Yeah, both with farm labor and with tourism, we've seen some challenges around not being able to have our traditional folks come into the country to help us with that. And so we're starting to see some resolution about that. A lot of the embassies around the world shut down during the pandemic, and that's where critical seasonal workers, especially for tourism, come from. So we're starting to see some relief on that.
Before we move on, will that be different for the Dells this summer as tourism really starts to pick up? But we also see recent COVID lockdowns in China.
Well, you know, I think the Dells will finally get to see some relief. And, you know, as we work towards full employment and making sure that we have those seasonal employees, you know, we don't want to fall back into another situation of the pandemic. And so all fingers crossed and, you know, continuing to do what we should be doing to be smart to make sure that we can continue on a path towards recovery.
Talking with Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDC, as we get an update on economic development initiatives, the outlook for businesses and efforts to support new business growth around the state. Your questions as well in the mix, 800-642-1234. Let's look at the onslaught of grants now. The state's Main Street Bounce Back Program distributed around $34 million in grants to thousands of businesses. What has been the impact of this program?
Yeah, the Main Street Bounce Back Program is encouraging new businesses in vacant spaces all around the state. So in 72 counties, we have been able to help new businesses start or find their spot on Main Street or another community corridor. And what we're seeing is just incredible. So far, we've got 3,700 new businesses that have started around the state. And that's really about supporting the businesses that survived during the pandemic. You can imagine if you're a small business and you've got empty storefronts on either side, it's hard to keep going. And so what we're doing is filling up our main streets and our commercial corridors so that folks will stop, they'll get out, they'll walk around, shop and eat, and really support our communities.
Do you have some numbers there? How much vacant real estate is there on Wisconsin main streets?
Well, I can tell you that as a result of this program, this grant program, we've got economic developers and chambers all around the state saying they're running out of vacant spots and they're almost frustrated because they want to have more opportunities to take advantage of these grants. So we're really actually seeing creative use of spaces and we're seeing these spaces get filled up.
So when you look at what businesses qualify for the Bounce Back Program, how can a small business or a startup know if they qualify for these funds?
Well, we've tried to make it as straightforward as possible. And every business that I've talked to that's received the Bounce Back Grant has been amazed at how streamlined for government the process is. And so we're excited about that. A business, if they're interested, we still have grants available and can go to our website at wedc.org and understand what the parameters are for applying and getting the grant. But there's still grants available.
And these grants are not ones that the business has to pay back?
That's correct. This is a grant and it is free for the business to decide whether they use it for payroll or inventory. And it is a grant, not a loan, so it doesn't have to be paid back.
Let's look at the diverse business grants. Governor Evers awarding more than $86 million in diverse business assistance grants late last month. This is something that I know you have been really focused on. What can you tell us there about how these dollars will be used?
Well, the governor, as you say, dedicated, tens of millions of dollars to help diverse businesses. And what's really critical about this is it's going to organizations that have been working for decades to help diverse businesses, whether it's the African American Chamber of Commerce, the Hmong Chamber of Commerce, or the LGBTQ Chamber of Commerce. And these groups are going to set up things like revolving loan funds so that these monies will keep helping these communities and these businesses for years and years to come. And they've been operating on shoestrings. So it's really exciting for them to have the resources to deploy in their communities.
So what does success look like for after these grants have been issued, after these grants are exhausted? How does that change the economic landscape here in Wisconsin?
Well, one of the things that we really looked at in making these grants is their sustainability and how can they, you know, not just be a once in a generation moment, how can they continue? So in awarding the grants, many of them were awarded for funds that will keep rotating through the communities and the economies and thereby have a lasting impact rather than just a one-time piece.
What does that mean, keep rotating through the communities?
If you have a loan that you make to a business, that business can use those dollars for 3 or 4 years and then pays them back at a low interest rate, and then they can get loaned back out again. So it creates a cycle of funding rather than a grant, which is just a one-time payment and doesn't come back into the organization.
These diverse chambers of commerce, they, what I would imagine, still continue to need these funds to help bring these programs to their clients, to their businesses. How do you continue to ensure that they can provide those programs over the long run?
Well, WEDC has supported these organizations with continuous funding for a number of years, and they'll be able to take our funding and then some of this federal funding and use that to really strengthen their own systems. And that's really critical because you want to have someone within the community that's a trusted source that, you know, is able to provide the services that are needed and then the capital that's needed. So this will create really a much more comprehensive system for these diverse businesses to access.
We've been talking with some of these chambers and they say, look, access to capital, getting banks to loan money has been a huge, huge barrier. What is happening to on the side of banks here?
Well, I think that banks are beginning to see that there is an opportunity to serve diverse businesses in a much stronger way. And the banks are looking at their processes to understand where are we putting up obstacles to diverse businesses. You know, in the past, and unfortunately even today, if a diverse business walks into the bank, sometimes they have to be, you know, a star child and 150% of what a non-diverse business needs to be as far as checking all the boxes. And so banks are looking and saying, maybe we've put too many obstacles in the way and we need to be looking at these diverse businesses as real opportunities for growth. A diverse business often doesn't have more than one employee. So that means there's opportunity to grow. And how can we support those businesses in bringing on more employees and growing even further?
Wisconsin's head of economic development, Missy Hughes, with us on economic growth, job creation, as Wisconsin's unemployment rate dips to a record low, seen in other states as well. Still time to talk about doing business here, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Secretary Missy Hughes here on the Ideas Network. We're taking stock of business and industry on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. How is your business doing in attracting international clients? Are supply chain issues causing headaches as Wisconsin companies look for new markets abroad? The geopolitics and Russia's war in Ukraine, they have an impact. The WEDC, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, says our state's exports to Russia last year totaled around $109 million, ranking 35th. In top export markets. To talk, it's 800-642-1234. WEDC Secretary Missy Hughes with us for about 9 more minutes. So as the war in Ukraine began to unfold, you were in Germany and Austria meeting with business leaders there with connections to Wisconsin. What are your biggest top line takeaways on trade in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we were in Germany and Austria just a few days after the war in Ukraine had broken out. And what was really impactful to understand is, if you're in Germany, the distance to the war is about the same as the width of Wisconsin. So it's very close and it was very, important to talk about it with folks and to understand what they were feeling. The whole Ukrainian war adds a volatility that our businesses don't need at this point. After 2 years worth of pandemic and, as we're seeing the economy still be volatile, the war doesn't help things. But the biggest takeaway was sitting in rooms and talking with businesses or government officials and realizing that having the relationships that economic development can provide, that business relationships provide, is critically important as we continue through the different times that we've been in and through different administrations. Those kind of relationships last. And it's just really important to remember that, you know, we've got friends across the pond.
You have a number of programs like the Wisconsin Global Navigation Network. How are you helping Wisconsin businesses find markets in other countries?
Well, our businesses in Wisconsin largely export our goods, whether it's to other parts of the United States or to Europe and all around the world. So we make things that go into other things and components. So what we do at WEDC is help our businesses think about, okay, are there businesses in Germany that might be able to use our parts that maybe aren't able to access their parts because of disruptions in Ukraine or disruptions in China? And so we help our businesses understand the opportunities and then really dive in and help them create meetings and, you know, understand the culture of business in a different country and really help them break through into that marketplace.
What are you seeing there by way of Wisconsin manufacturers bringing production back to U.S. plants from China or elsewhere in the world?
What we're really seeing is Wisconsin businesses take the opportunity to say to someone, hey, I can be a less risky source of supply. So while they're not necessarily completely taking away the Chinese supply chain, they're definitely stepping in and saying, I can diversify, I can help you mitigate some of your risk by locating some of your supply chain here in Wisconsin.
Are you in favor of raising import duties, for instance, from products in China to give these Wisconsin manufacturers a leg up?
You know, I think that if things like tariffs create instability and division, it doesn't help our businesses. Our businesses just need a steady state to be able to then act. And, you know, even if it's a tough, steady state, our businesses know how to compete. But it's when things are, you know, zigging and zagging and upping and downing that it makes it hard for our businesses.
Let's just dip in for a moment on supply chain issues and what you're hearing. I mean, we've got the war in Ukraine causing market disruptions, the government sanctions, lockdowns in China affecting ports. What do you know about the status of supply chain and logistics impacting our Wisconsin businesses?
Well, I know that our businesses are coming into this in a really strong place with a base in agriculture and manufacturing. Wisconsin actually came through the pandemic in a very strong position. And so our businesses are acting from that place of strength. They're investing in inventory. If they know that a supply chain is going to be difficult, they're able to go ahead and pre-purchase some inventory and have it ready for them when they're ready to build. I've seen a number of companies that are being pretty aggressive when it comes to saying, you know what, we're going to bring those things in-house so that we can keep assembling our parts and our components.
Talking about Wisconsin's economy with Missy Hughes, Secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, taking your questions at 800-642-1234. Turning to Foxconn-esque, so to speak, I mean, during a special meeting last month, Mount Pleasant officials really expressed hope that they can attract another large company to the largely vacant Foxconn site. What would you say to a community like Mount Pleasant that is wanting to bring that business development in when it didn't materialize?
Well, you know, first I'll say that we are in constant communication with all localities around Wisconsin, but especially Mount Pleasant. And what I would say is the investment that we as a state made in the infrastructure around the Foxconn site, whether it is the power that we brought to the site or the water, presents a real opportunity for bringing in, whether it's a big user or multiple users. And so we are working with Mount Pleasant as they hear things or we hear things to say, okay, how can we help make sure that this site is all that it should be, given the infrastructure that's right there? And, you know, companies that we've talked to and And folks that work in this industry of attracting businesses have said that the Mount Pleasant site is really a world-class site, and it's only a matter of time before we really develop that and bring it to its full potential.
How competitive is it out there to attract businesses to industrial parks that are ready for lights on, or business parks? What is the climate like, and how competitive is Wisconsin in this area?
Well, it's important to remember that when a business is making a decision about where to land, they've got multiple considerations, whether it's workforce or access to supply chain, or even, you know, businesses are looking at the climate and what kind of volatility there might be. Are there tornadoes? Are there hurricanes? And so what we do is try to present the site or a site in Wisconsin as, you know, checking the boxes for many of the business's concerns. And then, you know, we at WEDC participate in incentives and trying to bring that business here. But the businesses are making smart decisions, because when you locate someplace, you're going to be there for 50 years. And so it's really critical that it's the right decision for the business.
Have you reevaluated, you know, what those packages, incentive packages look like that Wisconsin gives out in the future? What is the philosophy there?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is that our incentives are often based on job creation. Mm-hmm. And if a business is going to create a bunch of jobs, we'll incentivize that. But in a place where we need to be creating better jobs, or we need to be thinking about particular industries, we need to be smarter about our incentives. And so at WEDC, we're working on what else do we want to bring to Wisconsin. Jobs are great. Of course, we want to create jobs, but we also want to do that understanding the current workforce situation that we're in.
Secretary Hughes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Just ahead, we talk about what's in the air with the outlook on spring allergy season. Do you battle runny nose, watering eyes this time of year? We have the allergist. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.